Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, welcome out to ClickFunnels Radio. I am your host for now, anyway, Miles Clifford. And by the time you are listening to this, we are only 20 days away from Funnel Hacking Live, which is absolutely crazy. I know it's been almost 18 or maybe 19 months since the last time we all gathered in Nashville. And so we are so excited, whether you're attending in person or virtually, we cannot wait to see your faces in person or via, you know, Zoom. And we're so excited for that. And I actually have someone that is really, when we put on these giant events, we rely and lean into this team big time for strategy, for all the tiny little details, everything getting done at the hotel. So if this event sucks, it's 100% on them. If the event's absolutely amazing, well, I mean, just know it's us. No, just kidding. I mean, so much of the success is really in because of these guys. And so we're so excited to have one of the people from that team, our good friend Blue. You may have heard him on the podcast last year, but Blue, welcome to ClickFunnels Radio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you very much for having me. I can't believe we're only 21 days away from Funnel Hacking Live 2021.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's insane, dude. And I have to tell you, the last major event that we produced here at Sage in person was actually Funnel Hacking Live 2020. So it's kind of like, I don't know if we want to call it a return to normal, if that's actually a thing yet, but super excited to be getting back to, you know, getting the band back together, basically.
It does feel like it. And it's been obviously hectic for your team, hectic for our team. And like you said, ours was like the last big event you guys did. And what better way to kick things off with another big event coming back than Funnel Hacking Live. Obviously, Blue, Sage, you guys are in the event space. I mean, absolutely just put on some of the most spectacular events. I just always amazed at what you guys do for us at Funnel Hacking Live, what you do with other clients that you guys work for. Tell us, when everything started going down last year after Funnel Hacking Live, what were some of the things you guys, what were some of your feelings, and what were some of the things you guys had to shift and really adapt to what was going on?
Yeah, I have to tell you, Barry and I had a brief period of a couple of weeks that were really, really scary. And as a live event company, which is, you know, our core business, you know, March 2020 was live in-person events and producing those events. And when you have an experience where over the course of about 7 days, every single event that you have up until September of that same year cancels, or says, oh, don't worry, we'll do an event next year with you. And then, of course, over the course of the coming months or so, every live event for everybody canceled last year. It was really scary. You know, the entire entertainment industry, the entire hospitality industry kind of ground to a halt. And big companies, far bigger than Sage, you know, essentially furloughed their entire team. And Barry and I looked at each other and said, you know, we have a pretty amazing team. We're what I would call small but mighty company.
I'd agree.
And, you know, we do a lot with a little. And, you know, we're like, if we furlough our team, furlough is just a fancy way of saying laying off or firing, right? I don't know when this whole thing comes back and, you know, people return to normal. Those team members aren't just going to be hanging around, you know, eating bonbons and ready to come back to work. We're going to have to retrain a new team. So what can we do instead of what the entire industry is doing? So, you know, oftentimes people who are smarter than me say when everybody else is zigging, try to zag. And we pivoted hard and fast to virtual and did our first virtual live event experience April 3rd through the 5th of 2020, which, you know, less than 3 weeks after a lockdown took place. And it was pretty incredible. You know, for us, it obviously not, it's a different experience than in person. But one of the things that we found, you mentioned that, you know, that you guys rely on Sage for not just logistics and planning, but also for strategy. And that's true of all of our clients. And something that we found really early on during the pandemic, or what we called our pandemic pivot, although that word was highly overused last year, was that so much of what we do in person also applies to virtual if the virtual event is structured properly. So, you know, we were lucky enough to that event in April 3rd through the 5th did about four times the amount of attendance. They went from 300 people in person to 1,200 people virtually. And then this was early on in this pivot. It was literally the first virtual event that we had run. But from a financial perspective, the event itself did about 20% more in gross revenue. And because the event was virtual, it also produced about 50% more profit on the back end for the host. And we leveraged that first event, to our second one, to our third one, to a visit that, is from a guy who's pretty large and pretty close to the ClickFunnels family, Tony Robbins, in our studio, and, producing virtual events for him over the course of the past year. It's just been a wild ride, dude.
You guys have absolutely been killing it. And I can tell you, we saw what Sage did with that individual and the success they had. And so when Russell's like, hey, we're running a virtual event, I can tell you Blue and I were on the phone quite often going through strategy and all the tech stuff. And then when he got way above my level, I connected him with our tech guy and he talked him through everything. So super grateful to Blue and to Sage for kind of guiding us through that. There's the saying that Russell always uses, the leader is usually the one lying face down with the arrows in his back. I don't think that's Russell used it. I think he used it from someone else and I'm using it from Russell, but it's true. So, Blue and Sage went out, they didn't have arrows in the back laying down, they figured it out. And so we just modeled what they were doing and found success here. But tell us with all of that shifting, and I guess that pandemic pivot that you mentioned was your and Barry's conversation. What came out of that for you and your team?
Well, I mean, we did one thing early on, which was the only, I would say, negative for our team. And that was, we bonus our team for the amount of events, live events that they do, because the event life is an interesting beast, and you do a lot of travel. You spend a lot of time away from home. So we incentivize our team with something called travel pay. And when we did the pivot to virtual, that was the one thing that we temporarily paused. But everybody else, like, we didn't reduce pay. We didn't reduce, we didn't lay anybody off. We had team members who were hired, were part of our team specifically to do site selection and contract negotiation, which obviously wasn't taking place. We repurposed them as a part of this pivot. And the moment we had success with that first virtual event, we then reversed course on the travel pay. So our team, not only did we have a successful year last year, but our team also got to share in that experience. But one of the things that was probably the most exciting for us as a company is we also ventured into the education space and hosted our own virtual event. And, that wasn't something that we had done previously. Previously, our business was very much done for you services. But as we were figuring out this whole virtual thing, we realized there was a big gaping hole in how people were doing virtual, and people who were previously doing in-person events no longer being able to serve their audiences because they weren't figuring out this whole virtual thing properly. So we decided to host our own event in May, and then we hosted it again in January. And actually, we have another one coming up at the beginning of October. But
a quick question for you on that. You said usually, you guys were used to fulfillment and taking care of, the client, this is the event they're having, you're fulfilling on it. So how familiar, how many times had you guys had to fill your own event? Probably,
sometime between zero and never is around the amount of times that we've had to fill our own event.
So when it was time to, obviously, you guys are some of the best in the business when it comes to events, running them, and probably filling an event is that's one of Russell's biggest stresses every year is like, how do I make sure this thing is full packed? And it stresses him out until the day we sell out, which we do every single year. So if you don't have your tickets yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get them, because we will sell out in the in-person virtual. Yes. I mean, you can always get a virtual. But how were you guys able to go ahead and learn how to fill an event so quickly?
Well, so it's interesting. Obviously, we're on the back end of watching how a lot of people fill their events. And, you know, we get to interact with some of the best marketers in the world, Russell among them. And when, you know, when we decided to do this, I partnered with somebody who supported us to create ads to fill the event. And he said, listen, we got to do a webinar. And I looked at Barry and I said, well, I know this guy who has a perfect webinar secret. And I literally, this was in the middle of the night. I logged in to perfect, I think it's perfectwebinarsecrets.com.
Yep.
And I got the, first off, I got the free download, but then of course, because, well, you guys know what you're doing. I'm fairly certain I went through a couple of one-click upsells that got me a whole bunch of information. And over the course of the next few hours, basically, I went through the Perfect Webinar Secrets formula and built out a webinar that was designed to give people value and then sell a ticket to our virtual event. And we wound up doing, I believe it was like 13 live webinars. Evergreen was too much for us. That's not something I was able to figure out. But once we managed to do two of these webinars, the first one was okay. The second one really clicked. And the third one clicked again. And we were just like, let's just keep doing this. And over the course of, you know, 3 weeks, we put about 1,400 people into our virtual event, which is huge for us without a list. Wow. And then from there, that was the foundation for us anyway, for a coaching program that teaches people how to host their own virtual or in-person events when the time comes for that. Over the course of the last year or so, we've put almost 300 people through a coaching program that costs about $10,000, all on the back of Perfect Webinar Secrets, because the second event that we hosted, we filled again using the same structure, going back, revisiting that webinar content, tweaking it a little bit. We're in the process of doing it again. So it's pretty amazing, actually.
So you're saying the Perfect Webinar works?
I'm saying the Perfect Webinar absolutely 100% works. It was actually kind of crazy. To the point where during the event, one of the questions that people always have when you're hosting your own event is, how do I fill it? And I called Russell and I said, hey, I don't want to take credit for Perfect Webinar Secrets, but do you mind if I share, the free PDF that you can get and then just share the link with them and say, this is how we filled it. Russell was ever gracious and said, yeah, go ahead, share it. We basically told the audience, listen, what you went through going, seeing this webinar that, allowed you to know, like, and trust Barry and I, and, from essentially a Facebook ad to an opt-in to a webinar, to a $97 to $300 event ticket, all was on the back of this Perfect Webinar Secrets formula, which was just awesome.
Well, I mean, you should have hit me up because I would have gotten you your affiliate link, so you would have made even more money. But you know what? That's beside the point. That's beside the point. You mentioned that you have an event coming up in October. I think you said the beginning of October. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know, what you guys have done with virtual events, in-person events. Like, I look to you and to Barry 100% as mentors in the event space. Like, if I ever have a question, whether it's I think it's stupid or actually a really good question, I send it over to Barry and Blue and try to give them as much credit as possible. But tell us about that event, because you guys are seriously some of the best. And I think people would be silly for not paying attention to what you guys are doing.
Well, first off, if you can only go to one event this year, you should definitely be going to Funnel Hacking Live. So let's not forget that. You can still get tickets to come in person or you can come virtually. But if you can make it to two events this year, the second event that I hope you come to is what Barry and I call the virtual event on virtual events. It's taking place October 1st through the 3rd. And it's, you know, it's $97 for a virtual event ticket. It's a full 3 days where we open up the kimono on, you know, 62 virtual events that we've hosted over the course of the last 16 months. And, you know, we were doing some math the other day, and this number absolutely blew me away. But give me a second. I got to actually pull up the accurate number, because I want to give it to you. In 62 events, we've generated for our clients over $300 million. But the number that's even more impressive to me is 214,315,814 viewer minutes. That's how many minutes of people watching these virtual events that we've produced over the course of the last 16 months. So we're going to be sharing everything that we've learned and how we produce those events, how you can do it from the comfort of your own living room, truthfully. It's pretty awesome.
Well, we're excited that you guys have spent 16 months really honing in on this craft, because for those of you that aren't able to attend in person or are choosing not to, we have a virtual option, and we are piggybacking off of Barry and Blue. We're doing some things that we want to do ourselves, but you know, we're taking their guidance and information. So make sure you guys attend that if you have the chance. You want to tell them where they can find that app and register?
Yeah, for sure. If you just head on over to TVE, like the virtual event, TVE.live, and get yourself registered for that event. But like I said, if you can only make one of the two, it should be Funnel Hacking Live. But if you can make two, we hope you join us.
Well, I appreciate you putting that back, and that'll probably save my job, and I won't get in trouble for telling you about something else. But I do have a couple of quick hitting questions for you. You know, you and I, we both are in the event space. You've been in it a little longer, have obviously ran 62 virtual events last year. So I'm going to hit you with a couple quick questions. Most stressful thing for you at events, overall, overarching, most stressful thing for you?
The beginning. Honestly, the first 15 minutes of any event, whether it's in person or virtual, are always typically the most stressful for me. It's a combination of finishing, you know, that in-person registration or check-in, or if it's virtual, making sure everybody's in the right space. And typically with, you know, with the events that we produce, the opening event of the event is usually a moment, right? Something that you definitely don't want to miss. And incidentally, Funnel Hacking Live, 2021 is no different. But those first 15 minutes for me tend to be the most stressful, because it's, you know, it's where you get, you know, it's the old head and shoulders adage, right? You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So we always want to try and kick the event off with a bang. It's one of those things where, as long as the beginning of the event goes well, there's a lot of room for mistakes the rest of the event. Don't tell my clients that. But yeah, we do try to make sure that opening session just absolutely crushes, because it just sets the tone for the rest of the event.
Okay. Well, I'm a food guy, so I got to ask you two food questions. Out of all the events you've been to, obviously you said it incorporates a lot of travel. What is the worst food you've ever eaten at an event? Can you remember it?
The worst food I've ever eaten at an event. I would say there's a couple of hotels in California that are surprisingly nice hotels with astonishingly bad food. And, you know, incidentally, it's just been interesting. We've been in hotels a few times over the course of the last year or so. And, you know, I don't anticipate this being a problem at Funnel Hacking Live, because the venue we're going to has been fully open for a while. But it's been interesting to watch hotels try and get back into a groove. There've been some misses for sure.
Okay. Well, with that, do you have a meal that you can remember that was the best meal you've ever had in an event?
Oh, chicken and waffles, at Funnel Hacking Live, actually, a couple of years ago, fried chicken, with waffles that were just amazing, from the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. Good stuff.
Wow, what a plug. What a plug. What a good guy. Look at Blue.
No, man. Listen, here's the thing. What's interesting is one of the reasons that we love working with you guys is, well, first off, it seems like you have an unlimited budget. And one of the nice things about that is...
That's not true.
But one of the things that's awesome about that is you get to play. And one of the areas that for events tends to be fairly expensive are food budgets. And it's one of those areas that usually gets trimmed. But you guys really spare no expense when it comes to the meals that are provided for your attendees. And it usually allows the kitchens to flex a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, with that, this is, you know, whether you're attending virtually or in person, this will be our most expensive Funnel Hacking Live we have ever put on. You know, Russell's been spending a lot of time choreographing, like, how can we make this the best event experience, whether you're attending virtually or whether you're attending in person. And I can tell you, Russell has spared no expense. And, you know, what Blue talked about, that first 15 minutes, the grand opening, the beginning, like, you only have one chance. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. We are doing everything we can just to literally from the get-go wow you. And so, and that's just not on our side as well. As Russell shared his thoughts and what he's trying to accomplish with the Sage team, Blue and Barry and the rest of their team, obviously I think we've worked hard to put together a killer event, which is only 21 days away from the time of recording this, 20 days from the time you're listening to it, which is Thursday the 2nd of September. We're so excited. Again, if you don't have your tickets, you can head on over to funnelhackinglive.com. You can pick up a virtual or a in-person. Our in-person are almost sold out. So if you're planning on attending in-person, get there, do that now. And then the hotel block, honestly, we are almost sold out of rooms. You have until the 5th to utilize that discounted room rate. But Blue, thank you so much for coming on, joining me. Again, you'll see myself, Blue, if you're attending Funnel Hacking Live in person, you'll see us running around trying to make sure you guys have the best experience possible. Blue, is there anything else you'd like to say before we hop off today?
No, just, you know, join us in Orlando. It's going to be an amazing event. And then a couple weeks later, join us for the virtual event on virtual events.
And that is TVE.com. Head on over there. Correct?
TVE.live, actually.
Oh, TVE.live. Maybe we'll have, you know, our editing guy edit that out. But no, TVE.live. Make sure you head over there, register for that. Also, we'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks, Blue. And we'll see everybody on ClickFunnels Radio next time.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.